Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, we're over here in Studio 8 with Lyra.
Hello there.
Hello yourself. Congratulations on the new album, which is called Lyra.
Egotistical much, I know.
How did you come up with that title?
Yeah.
It's brilliant that you're here. Congratulations on the album. You're going to sing one of the tracks from us, one of the singles that was released before the album, Queen, and then we'll have a chat.
Yeah, great.
Will I count you in with the lads?
Count me in, maestro.
One, two, three.
Watch me dance her, it all feet, I will be my own queen. Did I know good? I could be my own queen. Just wanna free her, let me up and you will see. It all feet, don't need no one to love. It all feet, I will be my own queen.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, Queen. So tell us about that song.
Well, this song, she is juicy, right? She's obviously on the album, there's 14 Lyras. That's why she's called Lyra. This is all about me, Ray, right? Except for one song, but I'll tell you about her later.
Right.
So this one is a juicy woman that went to LA. I'd never been to LA, so obviously I was having like imposter syndrome, so I was trying to fit in. There's me like getting the 50-pound salad, shaking it around like the Kardashians, like, oh my God, I'm going to be starving, but sure, we have to fit in here. So doing all that. And I went out and I decided to let my hair down. We all know that's pretty long at the moment. And go a bit wild. I just came out of a relationship. And you know when you're in a relationship and everything you do is like a decision of two people. You can't even fucking decide what you want for dinner. It's like, what you want for dinner? And it's always a decision. So I had nobody. Just me. I was making my own decisions. And I had to get my own queen back. Uh-huh. And I wrote her. And this is what song came out of.
So you became the queen of your own destiny.
I did. Empowering myself and hopefully everyone else that listens to it.
And he over all that.
I don't know, am I? You know what? I feel like this album is actually closure for me.
Here's the thing we were talking about last week. If you're mad or upset or whatever, researchers in Japan discovered that if you write it down, right, whatever's bothering you, and then shred it.
Wow, well, I shredded it into an album.
Yeah, there you go.
We're shredding here.
So I think, yeah, what you do is brilliant. You can write a song about something, and that's why so many albums and so many songs are about heartbreak and relationships breaking up. And so Queen is about that.
Yeah, Queen is about finding the new me, I suppose. Yeah.
So 8 years in the making.
Oh, God almighty, I know. Yeah, I've been out since God was a boy. I'm like, this is my debut album. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. But it's been a long road.
Yeah.
Obviously, we had that good old juicy COVID that knocked us back for a while. And I started on my own. I self-released my very first EP. I was like in Tesco's everywhere. They'd have me selling baby food to razors to anything, coffee. And I'd done that for ages to try and get the first EP. So that took ages. And then got on a new journey, done all that. My nan got sick, took a year off for that. So I feel like life has just been long for me.
And was there any stage along the way where you thought, maybe this music thing isn't for me?
Oh, plenty.
Yeah.
Absolutely plenty. There's been loads of potholes in this journey, but I suppose I just have put the tie-high boots on and climbed my way back out and said, you know what? This is what I love. I love it to death. Like, I'm not just here for, like, the fame, the fortune, the lights, the photo shoots, the photoshopping to death. I love music. So I love performing.
But I can see that in you when you're performing.
Yeah, I love it. I get so juicy. I'm like,
And you become somebody, a different version of yourself. Is that fair enough?
I do. I feel very empowered. I feel like, I suppose I go back to the time where I wrote the song. I go back into that emotion. Mm. So I suppose I go back to that Lyra.
Yeah.
And it's very refreshing.
And your fans appreciate your honesty.
Oh, they do,
and
yeah. Oh my God, I say they know everything about my bank account details at the moment, and there's no point bloody knowing them. So that's they get a lot out of me when they see me live, because sure, I like talking and I like telling them what the songs are about. They're all personal, so they're going to know about me and my ex and my ex and my ex and the other ex. So, you know.
So what, like 8 years in the making, so it's a big thing. It's a big investment of your time, your energy, your emotion, everything. And then it's just there.
I know.
And then people feel they have, and I suppose they do have the right to comment on it.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Have you been preparing yourself for that?
Well, I will be after this interview, and I tell you that for nothing. I suppose I've been a bit naive in the making, and I've been like, it is scary. Like, I was thinking about this morning, and I was like, she's out. Like, and it's kind of like going through another, they're like, Jesus, you're one in the breakups. But it is like a breakup. It's like being in a relationship with someone for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then finally breaking up and giving them to somebody else. And they're just about to go dating the world and you don't know how you feel about it. I'm like, do I want to keep them to myself or do I want to give it all? So I'm giving them away. And I feel like I've built a lovely, lovely audience and they're very kind and they're very loving and they're the people that I want to enjoy this record.
And you love the making of the record.
Oh, I love it. It's so juicy. So I got to write about everything. So I'm like therapy free. It's like Oprah Winfrey show for free. Love that. Got to do a juicy photo shoot to style myself. I'm literally like glammed myself to death.
And look at this. Gold vinyl.
I mean, go gold or go home.
I tell you, this now, somebody might correct me on this, but I think you're the first person from Bandon to release a gold disc. What a claim to fame.
Move over, Graham Norton. I am out.
That's amazing. And the vinyl is hugely important, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose, you know, I actually only learned this myself as well in the past couple of months, that like all the vinyls, all the CDs, all the downloads, everything like that does count to getting your album into the charts, which I suppose for your first album, like, I would love to go into the charts with this. Like, as you said, it's been 8 years of my life that I've stopped a lot of things. I've missed a lot of opportunities. I've missed so many weddings. My friends bloody hate me. But, you know, I've done a lot to get this out there. So I would love, with all my heart, to go into the charts.
You've been readying yourself for this moment as well. Because I remember back in, was it 2020 or maybe 2019, you performed on Dancing with the Stars. That was the first time I saw you on telly.
Yeah.
And I thought, who is this woman?
I look so tall on telly. Everyone's like, you're tiny in real life. I'm like, I know.
But that was an amazing performance. And then I think you did New Day as part of the New Year's Eve show as well. But you've been doing all the gigs. You've been supporting Westlife. You've been on the same stage as Pink and all that. So you're ready now, aren't you?
I am ready. And like, I wanted to learn along the way. Like, I didn't want to just flake out an album after COVID and not really know my own craft or like really have grafted to get there, because it's something I would never, ever take for granted. So like, I have done all the hard work that you could imagine to do. So
what do the family think?
My dad is so excited. Like, obviously all my family are so excited, but I suppose because they've been there since day one, I suppose they kind of share the exact same as me, is they're nervous about it. They are nervous about, you know, anyone coming at me, trolling or anything like that. They are a bit nervous about that, but it's something that we kind of are prepared for if, God forbid, Puffy would happen.
You have them, you have a great support system around
great
you.
Great support system. Yeah. I don't think I would be here without my family, because maybe I would have given up a whole lot earlier, but like, my mom and dad were never the type to be like, oh, would you go on and get a real job? They never said that to me, which is so nice because everyone else did. So, you know, this is for my family as well as myself, and massively for everyone who's followed me along the way. I think they deserve it as well as I do for this to be out.
I have a suspicion in a few years' time, Lyra, that you will be the most famous person to ever come from Bandon.
I tell you now, Bray Norton is going to be absolutely quaking in his boots.
He is. And his boots aren't as good as yours at all.
Oh, these tie highs, you can borrow them anytime, Graham. When I'm on the show, you can wear them too.
He might take you up on that offer. Right, what are you going to sing for us now? You have Jake and Colin with you.
Yeah, I'm going to do a cover of Rihanna's Diamonds. It fits nicely in with Queen. She is mentioned in the single because obviously she's a queen in herself. So I've decided to do that for you.
Okay, Lyra singing Diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light and beautiful sea. I chose to be happy.
Again, that was brilliant. Diamonds there, Lyra. Lyra, good luck with the album, which is called Lyra. It's out now, available to buy on vinyl, CD. You can download it, you can stream it, any other iteration of it. I think it's going to be huge. Lyra, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray. I am thrilled she's out, and thanks for spending some time with me to talk about her.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.